Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
We've been kind of going back and forth off the air about what is going on with the weather tomorrow. We're supposed to get snow. Nobody knows how much. It's been all over the place. We joked about it yesterday. I made a funny graphic that said we're going to get a couple feet.
Yeah.
Now I'm seeing in town 1 to 3 inches.
Yeah, but it's...
Of course, Foothills more, Boulder more.
Again, it's going to be 70 today. Tomorrow even, it's going to get to about 40-ish. And then by Monday, we're back up into the 70s.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So it's like, I love it, but there's no way snow's sticking around for more than a couple minutes.
It probably won't. Yeah. You're right. Everything's going to be so warm. Ground is so hot. It'll melt pretty quick, turn to slush. I was watching Kai. We're all over the place with our forecasters.
Kai
said later in the afternoon that you're going to get some stickage and some accumulation. Lisa Hidalgo, I don't know what she's saying. We'll have to listen to her weather report here in a few minutes. Your boy Chris Bianchi, what's he saying?
And that's the thing, is the phrase I hear is sloppy commute. So later on, even if it's going to accumulate a little, everything's going to melt and it's just going to be slush and that wet,
either way,
sloppy
stuff. We need the moisture so badly.
Look at
that's
this guy over
part.
Here.
That's the best part.
Waiting for somebody to bring the line.
Did I hit that? We
yes,
need the moisture? There we go.
Do,
we
though.
Need it.
I mean, my gosh, like to look at people like just, you know, getting a little intense about all
yeah,
of this precip.
Settle down.
That, but come on. The third non-snowiest year for winter as far as Denver's history goes back, that's a little concerning.
I'm loving it, and I hope this is a regular thing now. Thank you very much.
We need the moisture, Jeremy.
Oh, boy, we got 280-year-olds across from me. I got 280-year-olds today. I tell you, we need the moisture. My knees are telling me there's a storm coming in.
You
I better stock
do.
Up on Ovaltine and Malto Meal. There's a storm coming in.
Come on, we already had fires up near Chautauqua Park in Boulder.
Oh,
like,
you're such a lawn guy,
exactly.
too. You want your lawn to be green.
Do you want them to tell you can only water
yeah.
on Thursdays? Because
uh-huh.
that's what's about to happen.
Yeah, they do every year. There's a water schedule
exactly.
every single year, and
so
I ignore
get ready,
it.
And it's
I completely
be,
ignore, it.
Ignore it.
That's why I put more rock in my backyard
last year.
You're
part of the problem, sir. I don't even have a yard. I have no idea. I'm like,
you. They don't go in your fertilizer. Yeah, I just put in more
and
rock
last
year.
And rotate your crops. I don't know. Sounds right?
And bury a fish under your corn so it grows better. Under your maize.
Yes.
Right, Katie.
You know.
Thank you. That's why I need the moisture. Somebody rub my feet.
Okay.
Bring me a blanket. It's gonna get cold tonight.
Rub my corns.
Hey, I hate to go off about this again, but it's been a few minutes, and many of you probably have never heard this before, but I wandered into our kitchen here at work.
Uh-huh.
Did you guys see what was on the counter? The gigantic QR code from our boy Scott Hastings next door at Altitude
yes.
with his daughter's Girl Scout cookie QR code. And it said, if you'd like to buy cookies from my daughter, scan the code, and you can get them.
I know, you loved that.
Did you do it?
I immediately shot it to my wife. I was like, here we go again. And she said something to the effect of, yep, it's going on at my work, too. Nope.
So you guys just absolutely refuse.
Refuse, because, again, it's not the child learning how to sell, have one-on-one interactions, deal with money, promote a product, market the Girl Scouts.
Okay.
It's Scott Hastings slapping a QR code down in the kitchen.
It is.
People scan it, and then he brings in the cookies.
I just want to put out there, though, his cute little daughter and his wife.
I
don't care.
Ellie.
No, don't care how
cute
the kid is.
I've ordered cookies from her before. Not
I have
only,
two, Katie.
Yeah, so they'll send you a video of Ellie explaining how grateful she is that you buy her cookies and the things
Mom
that the money's
going to
go towards.
Mom and Dad probably wrote the script.
But still, she's in front of the camera, and then she sends you a nice little email.
Doesn't
and
matter.
Exactly. And then after you buy the cookies,
I want
she
the
asks
first,
you.
No, doesn't matter.
I do feel like
doesn't matter.
They're doing things. They're just a little different than the way we had to
that
do.
That doesn't
as far
teach
as
a kid getting, how to have face-to-face interaction with
I
a human
know,
and have a conversation. That's just pumping out a video.
That's the life now. Like, people don't like face-to-face interactions. Like, everything is being done virtually. I mean, you look at restaurants and the way people are ordering food. Everything is no longer face-to-face. And so they're
what
adopting.
What restaurants are you going to?
No, I'm just saying, like, look at all the AI fast food stops you go to now. There's no longer somebody behind that speaker. Now it's just an AI bot.
But you still interact with somebody at the window.
You do, but all of that's going to go away. And what I'm saying is they're teaching this next generation how to still incorporate, you know, good manners.
Shouldn't we just teach face-to-face?
This is your kid.
But that's not how it's going.
Dad dropping off the QR code and, you know, selling cookies for you.
They're not doing it for them. Again, you've never bought it for her from her, so you don't know.
No, I don't want to. Because it's a QR code.
So you just think that you get the cookies. There's no interaction whatsoever. What I'm telling you is there are
interactions. If I walk in the kitchen right now, is there an interaction?
It's just different.
That is the base, bottom line responsibility of the Girl Scout when it comes to the cookie.
Is the
one-on-one interaction. Would you like to buy some cookies? That is the baseline. After that is the thank you and everything.
Have you been in Girl Scouts, Jeremy? Because
I have. As a matter of fact, I haven't. I got kicked out. It was a very awkward experience. And now there's this whole restraining order thing.
You're like,
and
we don't talk about it
listen,
anymore.
We don't talk about it. Okay. We really can't talk about it. It's a court order thing. Okay. And I snuck in. But I'll tell you, when I was in there, I sold some cookies freaking face to face, Katie.